And welcome, everybody, to episode 742 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Breakman, how was your week, sir?
All right. It was fine, I guess.
All right. Eric?
And, should have days off of work and stuff like that, so it was all right.
Hey, days off of work are always good. Always yes. Good.
Give me more time to jerk it. I meant work it.
That's what you meant to say. Yeah, I was gonna do a podcast and then I got high. I wish, man. You guys, I think in the entire time that I've done grinders in the 15 years, I think I've been high maybe one or two times the entire time. Maybe I'd have to go back and look, but I think maybe even one. But other than that, I'm always lucid for the show. Now, after the show, anything goes. So
I got drunk at least twice on this show.
Yeah, I know you have. But see, that's not too bad. Two times in, 14 years?
But it was intentional because it was there were special occasions for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to do it again for probably episode 777.
Yeah, maybe 777. 777. And then 800, and then whatever, you know. yeah, you're definitely staying out of this. Although you got weed, break. I know you've been high a few times. How many would you say? I'm bringing you into the conversation.
I was talking more about alcohol.
No. We're not doing alcohol. I mean, other than Eric, I don't drink that much.
I know, Bernie. But I used to all the time.
Like every show would like be the show, you know. Yeah. Well, but see now like the content is not nearly as good, so you're gonna have to get high during the show break, man. You know, maybe some edibles, like maybe an hour before.
You're complaining about it, now we're not talking about it.
Right.
You know what? I think I got an edible around here somewhere. Let me see.
Oh, look at that. I have an edible, but I'm not doing it tonight.
I do have one edible here.
Oh, look at that. Are you gonna eat it?
I am going to eat it.
Oh, good.
I'm going to eat it right here live on the air. Watermelon gummy edible.
Hey, say, fuck it. We're doing it live.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I was here for the show when you guys got high. I recommend doing it.
What's the name of the episode I came up with?
I do, man. I was looking at the... Speaking of that, man, I know I give Breakman a lot of credit, but the last... The title of... and I forgot to tell you this last week, Breakman. The title of your last episode was just fucking brilliant, man. It was brilliant. The whole... anytime that Break does the synopsis, you can tell. Eric's really good, too. I mean, I'm the worst at it, but Breakman... Holy shit, man. It was just awesome. Skoma says, I was there for the show when you guys got high. I recommend...
almost thought about calling it Revenge of the Frank. But
yeah. I recommend doing it more often. I would, Skoma, but I like to be lucid during the show. And also, I have to go... I mean, Friday's pizza night, so I have to go get the... I guess I could always have it delivered, but that's an extra $5, $6.
We had a pizza party at work. Everybody pitched in and got pizza. And they gave me a couple of pieces to go home, so that was my dinner.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So why don't we get started? I don't know what somebody's sending me here. Why don't we go ahead and get started with the news? We got plenty of it. We're just doing headlines only.
RPG News.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. By the way, that's two for you, Breakman. I'm actually the biggest tipper out there. Ask Bernie, man. Like, my parents are like old school, so they don't, you know, I mean, sometimes it's really embarrassing. Like, sometimes they want to leave like a dollar or two tip, and I'm like, you guys are so fucking old fashioned. You know, you got to take at least, if you got the worst service ever, you give 10%, right? If you get medium service, you get 15%, and if you get great service, it's 20-25%, right? I mean, that's kind of the rules, right, Brake? That's how I kind of look at things. And if you get extraordinary service, like I get at Denny's, sometimes Bernie and I will go to Denny's, and we have a waitress there. Her name is Esther. She's the best. She'll see.
I haven't been to Denny's for forever. What's their food like?
It's great. It's great. It's good if you like breakfast.
Not the last time I went to a Denny's. God,
shit. My Denny's gross. Is awesome. My Denny's is awesome. I get 15 to 20 every time.
Denny's puts in the work, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, so typically, I would tip 20%, you know? So, I mean, if I'm getting really loud, really, I mean, the service has to be really lousy to give 10%, but that's the bare minimum of what I give, because I know how hard that job is. It's miserable.
And $2 tipping might have made more sense in the 70s, but not
today. Yeah, yeah, in the 70s is, you know, yeah. And Breakman's exiled again, by the way. He thinks I don't look at chat, but I do. You're a son of a bitch, Breakman. That's all I gotta say. but no, I mean, when we go to this Denny's, her name is Esther, she sees us coming up, and she will already have our drinks ready for us. She knows what drinks we get, and most of the times we order the same thing, so she doesn't even bother to bring menus. She's just like, you guys want the same thing? And it's like, either yes, or somebody will vary and kind of know the menu. And then she always gives us fucking coupons. So I'm like, you can't get better fucking service than that. Yeah, she 100 years old. I know. No, she's from Africa, man. And like, they have like old school names over there, like biblical names. Esther's a biblical name. All right, let's get started with the news. Eric, do your thing.
Okay. A new Lord of the Rings MMO is in the works from the developers of New World, and this is Amazon Games published game, because that worked out so well the last time, and New World kind of got successful, then it just died out and dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
Amazon Games is still a thing. They're still trying this. So.
Yeah. They're still trying it. And also, check this out. They're still trying, how dare you, Freak 5, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. And you're exiled too, Skodomai.
Oh, they didn't even get involved to make the MMO last time.
Right.
They're trying to make it work.
No, it's going to work about as good as their Amazon series. What's that? Middle Earth, whatever it is. Like Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power or some shit.
Yeah.
That series sucks, by the way. I don't care what Freak 5 says. That series is just terrible. All right, Breakman, you're up next.
Coming to us live from, Move Mouse. Mouse coming to us live from RPG site. My mouse got stuck on something. Solvers,
yeah.
What the fuck? Deck building RPG headed to PC and consoles in late June 2023. So next month, I mean, it's late May, so, you know, about a month away.
Awesome.
It looks like it's going to be on everything. And yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to stall here just a little bit because, you know, I mean, I don't know what's... Okay, here we go. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Stories from Soul, the Gundog narrative adventure, gets a playable demo, releases in 2023. So it's on PC.
Narrative adventure is not part of the title, by the way.
What's that?
They make it seem like it is, but it's not. It's just Soul the Gundog.
I got you. So it's just stories from Soul. And I'm not even going to try to do video for you guys the way my computer's been acting lately. It just needs more RAM. And if I'm going to do that, I might as well just buy a new fucking computer because RAM is crazy expensive on Mac. So, that's going to have to wait though. I'm going to be the next break, man. Mm-hmm. All right. That's, all we got. So sometime this year on PC. All right, Eric.
Weird West Definitive Edition is coming to Switch, so, it doesn't have a date, just they made an announcement, so there.
They've already, dropped the price on Weird West, by the way, and I heard it's pretty good, so,
They recently got a PS5 and Xbox Series release.
Yeah, yeah, and I've heard nothing but pretty good things, so, you know, isometric view, weird, you know, mashup of Diablo and maybe Borderlands and something else. I can't remember what I said. All right, who's next? Is it me or is it Break? It's Break.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink to release worldwide in winter 2023. That's pretty vague of a window because that's December to March,
right?
Basically.
Oh yeah, I think Weird West is on Game Pass too.
All right. Anything else on that break? Nope. Okay, we'll wait for my link to come up. Surprise, Franks isn't using the first computer in an abacus. How dare you, Skodma? Need to get the hell on out of chat here, sir. That's actually, what, two or three for Skodma? I think chat is aiming to have the most exiled. And I think actually Breakman's in the lead right now.
Frank gave Babbage pointers when he was constructing his first computer.
Shut up, Eric. Exiled, you son of a bitch. You want to get in? Now everybody has an exile. The only one that doesn't have an exile is Bernie because she's not saying it.
Can I stick my finger up your butt?
Exiled.
What?
That was random. The hell was that? You guys hear that?
Yeah.
She's laughing over there. Jesus, what's wrong with you? Get out of here. Nobody is as old as Frank Freak 5 says. Okay, from RPGsite.net, Marvelous announces two new Rune Factory games, including Rune Factory 6. Ooh, that's a surprise. The cash cow keeps on giving. Let's see if I can find the name of the other one. Project Dragon.
Yeah, it's not a real name yet.
Japanese title, Ryu no Kuni Rune Factory. Rune Factory, the Dragon's Land. That's cool. Nobody's used Dragon's Land before, so...
Yeah, they're basically basing it on the eastern continent that everybody talks about the other Rune Factory games, but they never visit.
Yeah. All right, and then I don't see the name. I think it's just Rune Factory 6. Okay, so there you go. There's the two. All right, Eric.
Okay, here are the other announcements that were made in the Marvelous... these are specifically RPGs because we have other Marvelous talk, but Project Life is RPG, Project Magia, and there was an article for it that I guess we could skip now because I'll talk about it. But
Breakman is exiled.
Titanic Skyon is also another game that was announced.
You know what else was announced, Eric? Breakman is exiled was announced. All right, go ahead.
So these are games are so conceptual, they don't even have actual titles for them yet. Project Life is RPG is not a
That's karma for
I will talk a little bit about Project Magia, though, because I did watch the stream, and it has the artist that did the work for Fairy Tail anime, specifically.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Anything else you want to talk about, Eric?
I think it's the anime. It might be also the manga. They may be one and the same, I'm not sure. But, that's really it in the article. So we can just cut out the Damon and Machina story because we already mentioned it.
Okay, so we'll cut out the next story is what you're saying?
You mean why I already have loaded?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So do the front mission one.
I didn't know that it mentioned it in the article until I pulled it up.
Okay, front mission article here. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Front Mission 2 remake delayed with no specific revised release date. Ooh, ouch.
Breakman is exiled again.
And considering that the physical release of the first remake is due this month, the game was supposed to come out, it's probably a good move anyway.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird for them both to come out at the same time.
Yeah.
I guess this is probably based just around that. Because it doesn't look like they're doing
because if it's an indefinite rescheduling, yeah, they probably have to rework the game a lot. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So you finished break?
It says they want to. They do. It does say they want to spend more time adding functionalities as many functionalities as possible.
Feedback into the mostly bear porn, bare bones.
He said bear porn. He said bear porn.
I did not say bear porn.
What kind of bear? Like gay bear, or do you mean like yogi bear?
No.
Yeah, like. You know, like big men with hairy chests and stuff,
or Yogi
Yogi anyways, Bear. What about Smokey the Bear?
They probably took feedback into account.
Yogi Boo Boo, do it better.
Hey Boo Boo, right in my Boo Boo. Anyways,
they probably thought that looking at the front mission to remake. They probably looked at the front mission remake's feedback, and they're like, "Hey, we could probably do more with this game. Make it more than just, you know, the basic facelifting."
Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch. Earth, Frank told God to get off his lawn. Get out of here, Freak 5.
why he got arrested on the seventh day. It wasn't because he was resting. It's because God told him to get off his goddamn lawn. Or Frank told him to get on the goddamn lawn.
Shut up, Blake. So
I botched that anyway.
Yeah, you did. All right, anything else on that? Let's see, whose was this? This was Brakes, I think.
Yeah. Now I'm all messed up. I had another story load. Now I got to reload everything. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm having trouble. Are you having trouble loading your app? Like, is that laptop doesn't have enough RAM, too? Or are we going to have to eventually worry about that one dying a slow death, Brake?
No, mine has got a lot of RAM in it. It seems to be working fine. You want me to just read your articles for you?
No, I got it. Metal Gear Solid Delta, Snake Eater, announced for PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. This was a series of Metal Gear announcements, which, are we excited for this? I'm actually in the middle here. Because I
hated Metal Gear 3. Why? Snake Eater.
What? Why?
I hate it.
Why?
It
wasn't fun.
It was fun.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. How dare you?
The only thing that made it not fun is that there was load times and having to go into your menu to access an item or whatever.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
Which, you know, should not be present in the remake.
Yeah.
And they sort of mitigated with the HD remasters because there weren't no load times. I mean, sure, there was like a brief pause when you get to the menu, but it wasn't like... The 10-second wait you'd have to sometimes get with the PS2 release.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for this. I mean,
so disappointed with Snake Eater. I don't know. Everybody loves that. I do not. Not like Snake Eater at all.
Well, I think you're wrong, but that's okay. You've been wrong several times, including this chat. You've been wrong, but, you know.
But it's kind of weird that they're calling it... It's kind of weird that they're calling it Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. It's like... So just using the title for 3, but whatever.
So this is going to be a complete and utter remake, right? Like are they doing every, okay, cool.
They are going to do, like, in the next article, we can just skip that one, mention it here, but they're doing a master collection of the first remastering of the first 3 Metal Gear Solid games, which would be great because Metal Gear Solid 1 never got a proper remaster anywhere.
Yeah.
It got the Twin Snakes instead, which was a remake, which can't leave Nintendo platforms, and nobody's ever bothered to do a Switch release or whatever.
Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled because he sent me this picture of a steak, and I don't know what the hell else is on the plate. Looks like maybe, like, I don't know, hash browns or some shit, but the steak looks, like, really good.
Maybe the Delta series of games implies that there are going to be more remakes after Snake Eater. Maybe they're going to go in chronological order.
Or maybe they're just getting a promotion from Delta Airlines.
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah, because, you know, everybody's number one airplane to fly nowadays is Delta Airlines. I don't know anybody
Snake,
who flies Delta.
Snake! Did you get all your tickets to your Delta flight?
Right. Did they charge you for that switch fee? I think this is going to be good, though. I think you're going to... You might want to revisit this break. And Freak 5 is exiled, and Scotoma is exiled, you son of a bitch.
But I will say the trailer for Delta was pretty dumb. Because I almost thought it was going to be something else entirely, and then it's just, oh, it's Metal Gear. And here's that, and we're not going to see any more.
I'd be willing to give it another chance, maybe, you know, maybe redone. Remade.
Completely redone. I'm sure the loading screens will be easier and everything.
I don't know if that's what my problem was with it. I don't really remember what I didn't like. I just remember I did not like it and I just quit.
How could you not like it? It's like one of the greatest games ever.
A lot of
the
problems that people had with the original PS2 release is that it had a top-down view and the game gameplay centered around that, and it doesn't really work because of the nature of the game is that you don't really have a radar and you can't really accurately tell where characters are at all times. So it's hard to avoid detection from soldiers.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Which is something that Subsistence actually fixed because it changed the camera to be more like whatever Solid 2's.
That's what, I couldn't get past it. I just kept getting caught all the time. That's exactly what it was. That's why I quit that. That's why I hated that game.
And that's why you're terrible.
They made a dynamic camera with Subsistence, though, so yeah. That's your biggest problem, then that was already addressed.
All right, Eric, let's move along.
Yeah, then I would definitely give the remake a shot.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's move along here.
You can play the remaster too to like get your feet wet. Hmm. And those come out, I think, in August. But
I think that's the next story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eric?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, Metal Gear Solid Remaster Collection Volume 1 announced. So yeah, we already talked about it, but PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, and PC, at the very least. Hopefully it'll be a Switch version, though, for all three of these. This is weird. It's like, why would they not do the Switch version? And it's not like the remasters couldn't be played on the Switch.
I don't know. The Switch is not, like, super powerful, Roy.
I know, but it's, like, powerful enough to be on par with just slightly less powerful than the PS4. It's good enough.
Yeah, I know it's good enough, Eric, but Nintendo has a lot of the problems that we used to bitch about 10 years ago, like pop-in, draw-in, you know, framing issues.
Your old PS2 games.
You know, stuff like that. Like, even I've noticed, like Breath of the Wild, which I know is an ambitious game, but it's just really, really, like it's like old school. Like, you'd play this...
Here are the games that are in the collection. Metal Gear 2, Solid Snake, because they're a part of 3, which they're using the subsistence version of 4, which includes those. So, Metal Gear Solid, which also includes VR missions, which is cool. And Metal Gear 2, Sons of Liberty, which is the HD Collection version, and Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, which is also the HD Collection version.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Old ones for us old people.
I just mentioned them: Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2, Solid Snake. We do not get the NES versions of Metal Gear and Snake's Revenge because fuck them, they suck.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. Next, Freak 5 said it was twice baked potatoes, and Skodma said twice baked salad. All right.
This is live from Komatsu. Metroidvania game Twilight Monk to be published by Gravity Game Arise. There's no release date announced, so what the fuck?
So, next story coming to us live from Komatsu as well, as soon as it comes up, will be pretty exciting, I can tell, because it says RPG Deck Builder Cross Blitz, I think, or yeah. Blitz announced for PC, and I don't know what's going on. There it is. Finally got up on the screen there. Cross Blitz. There you go. Due out in early access in 23, so another non-announcement. Eric, next story, please.
All right. Tower of Fantasy coming to PS5 and PS4 this summer, and it's already currently available for PC, iOS, and Android, and it's a free-to-play cyberpunk open-world RPG. And that's about it. I don't know anything about it.
How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. I don't know who's leading. I think Break is still leading by 1 over Freak and Skodema. If anybody's counting exiles.
I'm busy. I'm doing news here, you cheaters.
Yeah, right. In between news, you're in chat causing all kinds of havoc and egging on these cretins.
Talking about
what? Yeah.
Baked potato salad.
No, Eric, Skodema was making a joke, man. How dare you?
Skodema
is exiled, son of a bitch. Since Frank had to invent school. How dare you? Yeah, I did to teach you idiots. All right, I don't know whose turn is it next. I think it's Eric's.
I think it's Breaks, because I went with Tower
of Fantasy. All right, break.
I have a story loaded for another Metroidvania, so I'm going to read this one. Coming to us live from Komatsu, the side-scrolling Metroidvania game Altros announced for PS5, PS4, and PC.
It looks trippy as hell. I want to play it.
Yeah, Altros looks good.
It is very colorful. Very colorful.
It's got like a Rob Zombie vibe to it. Like
it's made by a Swedish developer.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Frank had to wait until someone... how dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. God damn it. Doesn't mean the class is taught it.
Maybe we should all play Ultros when we're high or something.
Jesus. I'll play any game when I'm high. I don't give a fuck. Maybe you could
do some DSP related antics when you're high.
Oh God, we're gonna have DSP related antics later, and they're hilarious. I wish Weiland was here, because man, was it an all time. I was watching DSP streams via someone else because I don't like supporting DSP because he's a douchebag. But you guys got to see this video that I'll show you later. It's fantastic. Tower Fantasy coming to PS5, PS4 this summer. So there you go. No specifics on the exact, but there's an announced trailer. I can't really show you guys video. My computer's not acting right for whatever reason. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Cat Quest 3, a.k.a. They're not calling it 3. They're calling it Cat Quest Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love it. That's awesome. I like puns like that, man. That's really, really fun.
Pirates of the PS5, Caribbean. Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So everything.
You don't like that, break? Come on, man.
I'm surprised it hasn't hit iOS. Because, like, I don't think any of the Cat Quest games are on iOS.
You know what? After I get done with Breath of the Wild, I think I'm going through the Cat Quest series and playing those. Looks like a lot of fun. But, man, Breath of the Wild is going to take up a lot of my time. I'll tell you guys why later. We know Break is playing Civilization between stories. Probably. Skorma says the real reason Frank grown his own weed because old people love guard. How dare you, Skorma, you son of a bitch. You're exiled. Son of a bitch. All right, who had that Cat Quest? Was that me?
Oh, me.
Oh, okay, so that means Break is next.
My turn. Coming to us live from... Me scrolling here. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Chinese action RPG Phantom Blade Zero announced for PS5 and PC.
All right, there you go.
So basically, they're treating this week like it's E3, essentially, is what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is weird, because E3 is not until like the 21st anyway.
I know, right?
No, but like all these developers have just dumped all these release announcements on us. Like, this is weird.
It is weird. I think they're switching the narrative. Freak5 is exiled. He says Frank is better at games when he is high, but that is a low bar. Trust me.
This game kind of feels like a Wuja Ninja Gaiden, but maybe with some Souls-like.
It'll be Souls-like. Anything out nowadays has to have soul elements, otherwise it's not a good game. That's actually true, Freak5. I am better at playing video games when I'm high. But it's because I focus more, you know, and I'm not like scatterbrained and wanting to do everything at once. I can sit there and like concentrate on one specific thing and just do it, you know, which I'll talk about a little bit later anyways.
And apparently Kenji Tanigaki is their action director for this game. And I don't know who that is in relevance, but he's probably some like hot shot, director for like various Japanese action flicks.
Alright, whose turn is it next? I lost count. I think it's Break's.
It's your turn, actually.
Is it my turn?
Okay. I did a Chinese
action. Oh, you just did that, okay. Alright, well, we have to wait for... actually, Break, can you just do it? Mine's not even... Oh, never mind, I got it. Giraffe and Anika Studio announces sci-fi action RPG Haruka. Not to be confused with Haruken.
What's the name of the studio?
Giraffe and Anika Studio.
No, that's the name of a game that they made. That's not the name of the studio.
Well, I'm reading the goddamn headline, Eric. Busted my balls, no, man.
It's stupid. It's like, you could have just said...
They need to,
the,
you know...
The
okay.
From, you know...
Yeah, the studio that... created Giraffe and Anika announces sci-fi action RPG Haruka Beyond the Stars for PS5, Switch, and PC due out in 2025. So I don't have anything more.
I still need to play Giraffe and Anika so I could do a proper review.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't had time.
What is the studio? They don't even. I think.
Mimina.
Okay. There you go. All right. Breakman. Next story, please.
Coming to a coming to us live from Gamatsu, Pocket Pair announces side-scrolling Metroidvania game Nevergrave the Witch and the Curse for console and PC. It doesn't say what consoles, it just says consoles.
Probably everything.
Yeah, probably everything.
I'm going to guess about everything, because it doesn't look like this is a
high-maintenance game.
I was going to say high-maintenance, like high...
it doesn't look like a fighting game that's going to be 100 gigabytes, because they don't know how to compress anything anymore in the West.
I want to read this comment, because it's actually kind of funny.
60 gigs for fucking Street Fighter 6 and 100 for fucking Mortal Kombat 1.
Yep.
What the fuck... developers, just compress your shit. I think learn to optimize your fucking game.
Yeah. Frank plays games like Balloon Pop and Fruit Slicer. How dare you, Skodema, you son of a bitch. You're exiled. I think Skodema's in the lead. Alright. I don't know. I don't even know who's next. Who's next?
I don't know at this point.
Eric.
I am just going to load this next story here. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. All right. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, horror adventure game remake Chloe's Requiem Encore announced for PC. Due out on June 20th. Goddamn, really?
The sequel to Requiem for a Dream. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, man, that movie gave me horror.
Yeah.
Nightmares and just, the shakes.
It's like a great movie, but it's hard to watch.
So I would hold out hope for a console port.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks cool, though. Looks like Corpse Party-esque, you know, something like that.
A Japanese 2D adventure game filled with mystery and surprises.
Filled with mystery and surprises, the end. So I guess we just have to wait to be surprised then. So there you go.
The young creator and her teams created the original game, inspired by free game titles such as The Witch's House and Aoni?
I like the publisher name is Analus. Or Analus, probably.
Analus.
Oh.
No, I think Frank was right.
No, there's no anal in there.
I'd like to think that it's Analus, you know, anyways.
There's always anal in there somewhere. I know.
There's always anal.
The anal and Analus, Analus is short for anal, which is...
He said anal.
A word for without, I think.
What'd you say about whipping it out?
He said whip it out.
Without, not whipping
it out. Oh, I thought you said whip it out. Man. Yeah. We both heard the same thing break at the same time.
No, you both thought the same thing.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're probably right, Eric. Anyways, that was pretty funny. Okay, we got through all of the news, thankfully, in record time for as many stories as what we had. So, any homie discounts this week? Does anybody know? How dare you, Freak 5?
Yeah, I have a homie discount. It's another adult games bundle on Indiegala called the Girls Campus Bundle.
Breakman, fuck you, dude.
This game has this bundle has 4 days, 14 hours, 15 minutes, and counting to get on it. And if you pay $4.50, you can get the following manga: Yomikari, The Comforts of Having a Wifely Boyfriend, and What If My Brother's Friend Was an Exhibitionist.
I'm sorry, what now?
I love it. I love
Working with the Vampires 1-3. We're going to do it. JK Rhythmic Gymnastics 1-3. I'll do my best, even though I have a small hole. The Virgin Girl Who Wet Herself. You know, I just like reading these because they're so totally bonkers.
We love it, man. This is great, man. Keep going, Eric.
The true story of a man who became a woman. That TSFV news report special. Mr. K's case.
Oh my god. I want to buy it just for the name.
I know, me too. Me too,
Super
break.
Super horny workplace.
Super horny workplace? I love it.
The slut revenge campus prison at Alcatraz. Registrations 1-2. And apparently some of those have, side stories to them, apparently.
Side stories. All right. Anything else?
The sex friend's blind drunk. Obscene sports festival.
There's the best one.
The female co-workers at my part-time job are too erotic.
Oh my god. Now these are manga. Can I watch these on my Mac?
Oh, I know what I got screwed up on. They use the same image for volumes 3 through 4 of this one, of the Slut Revenge Service, but it's actually just part volume 4.
Virgin girl who wets herself.
I know, I love it. Hey, is this, can I see this on Mac, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, like, these aren't, like, games, so you could just get a PDF reader.
Okay, cool. I'm definitely going to do this. 95% off. That's not a bad deal at all, man. I got to see the virgin girl who wets herself. That's
there's the link in the chat for everybody who wants to buy this stuff.
Yeah, put it in.
A student living in a small apartment in Tokyo finds out his landlord and neighbors are all beauties. One day, he spots one of them banging on his front door. Right as Kuji approaches her, she immediately wets herself. When he had a shower and change of clothes made her feel indebted to him. In return, she said she would do anything.
Oh, jokingly, I like that.
Kuji says to pay him back with her body.
I'm buying this immediately, man. I can't take this, man. I have to buy it. I have to buy it, man. I'm doing this right as we speak, too. Hold on. I know this is scintillating radio, but I can't. I'm not going to show this on screen.
Well, if you're going
to
do it, I'm
going to
do it.
I'm definitely... Dude, there's no question I'm going to do this. I mean, $4.49, and so it's...
You're playing live on the air? You guys got to play it live on the air.
No, I'm not going to play it live on the air. Let's see. Okay, that's my amount.
Yeah, we'll do a reading next week about one of these manga.
I don't want to say
describing what we're reading.
Let's see if I could pay via PayPal. Hold on one second here.
That's probably the only way because they're actually based in Europe. So you're probably, if you're on a debit card or whatever, you're probably going to get blacklisted.
Blacklisted? I'll just do a PayPal.
Yeah, if you pay through PayPal, you can just skip through all that. Yeah. But you might get a call from the fraud agency anyway.
Why?
Because they're annoying like that.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I'm going to do it through...
That's an annoying thing about having a debit card instead of a credit card. But,
I'll just do it via my checking account. That way I don't have to worry about any of that shit. When Frank seen the Goomba, he thought he had made a mat. How dare you, Skotoma? An email with the link will be sent to my address. Okay.
Or you can just check your library later.
Yeah, I'm not doing it now. Even though I don't have the screen up, I don't want to screw up.
I don't think you have an account, though, so you're going to have to look at the email.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just look at the email later, but I definitely had to do that. $4.49 for all of that? How could I pass that up? Patreon goal, Eric will read one. Yeah, maybe. If we ever get big enough.
Actually, they got road goals. It was stupid. They emailed me one day and says, we're limiting goals from our service.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so.
So, yeah, it's stupid. Like, the one incentive you could have to get people to give you money, they took away from you.
Yeah.
I think they replaced it with something, but it's not going to work the way they think it is, I think.
Alright, so let's move on. We definitely have a Dear Breakman. You all are exiled. Exiled Skotoma. I think Skotoma's winning.
Okay, oh wait, there's another adult bundle on here, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
man. The only reason I didn't mention it, because they apparently reset the clock on this, because it was, like, only going on for a day longer
when I last looked at it. Send the link in the chat here, but we do have a Dear Breakman, and this is from Freak5Chaos Breakman. He says... Oh, he likes to call it Ass Breakman, which probably makes more sense. Take a fictional character with your first name or a nickname derived from your first name. get a tattoo of their body with your face. Who is your tattoo of, Breakman?
Okay, say that again. So, from what I'm understanding, it's saying somebody with my name, like a famous person that has my same first name?
Take a fictional character, not a non-fictional character, so a fictional character with your first name or a nickname derived from your first name. Get a tattoo of their body with your face. Who is your tattoo of?
I need to think about that one. Fictional characters in my name.
I mean, this one's pretty easy for you, Breakman. 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 What do you think? Breakman. Break. Breakman.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, man. Freak 5 is exiled, too. Says that Frank misses the days when he could just trade rocks for porn, but the porn is better now. How dare you, man. Rocks and shells go to my... You guys are awful. You're all fucking exiled, man. $2.99, but we don't get nearly as much. But let me, real quickly, Breakman, before you answer, look at the names of these ones. Bitch Idol Collapse Story. My Revenge is Tough. Okay. The End of Elegy, A Travel in the Devastated World. Okay. Erotica Exorcist. That's interesting. Night Crawling is Really Dodgy. What the fuck? Night Crawling is Bad. And the last one, Busty Made Cream Pie Heaven.
You saved the best for last.
I know. All right. I don't think I'm buying this one because it only shows Windows. These are games? Oh, these are games.
Yeah, the other ones are games.
Yeah, these are games. Okay, I'm not...
I have most of those through... I got most of those games through other bundles that they've done in the past, though. So I bought them just for the ones I didn't have. So I'm going to have some extra codes, I think, that I could give away to people who might want them.
What break?
What was that title? Busty Made Heaven?
No, Busty Made Cream Pie Heaven.
Cream Pie Heaven, that's right.
Oh, man, I love it. Indie Gala, man, something else. Okay, what else we got here? Okay, so your answer, break. Okay, one more time.
Tony the Tiger or Tony the Stark for Freak? I'm trying to think, like... I don't know. I need to think about this one. I can't think of any good fictional character name. Fictional characters in my name.
I mean, I can think of a bunch, like Frankenstein. I mean, that's the easy one, right?
What was the question?
Frankenfurter. That's another great one. Okay, so Eric, for you, take a fictional character with your first name or a nickname derived from your first name, get a tattoo of their body with your face. Who is your tattoo of?
An incredible Eric, I don't know.
Eric Roberts. Even though that's a non-fictional character.
He plays a lot of non-fictional characters.
Man, so she wants to know.
What's that?
Repeat the question again, please. Miss Breakman wants
Take a fictional character with your first name or a nickname derived from your first name. Get a tattoo of their body with your face. Who is your tattoo of?
No idea.
Isn't Eric Roberts that, like...
No, anybody named
Jerry. C-list horror movie actor?
Anybody named what?
No, this is the character they play, not the actor. Because if it was just the actor, it's like there's tons of actors.
Yeah, but he's been typecasted in so many of those movies, he might as well be a character unto himself.
Frank the Tank from Old School? Yeah, see, there you go. Frankenfurter from...
characters named Joe, either.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. I was going to say Rocky Mountain Picture Show.
Chris Griffin. I got Chris Griffin and Chris Robin. That's about all I can come up with.
Christopher Robin. let's see.
Others. There have to be others.
Yeah, there's got to be others. What other ones are there? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy. Eric, Frank, and
there's tons of actors named Chris. Can we just go that way?
I know. Get nonfiction.
I'll get Hemsworth's body with my face on it.
Oh, yeah, you wish, pal. You wish. All right. Well, I think that was pretty fun. I mean, I came up with a couple. Bray came up with a couple, and Eric had a couple, too. All right. So let's move on to what we've been playing. What?
Pike from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I'm not finding any other good ones.
Right. Okay. So what have you been playing, Breakman?
This week I've been playing pretty much the same stuff, like Civilization some more. I get bored when I'm trying to do like anything but conquer my opponents, so I usually end up quitting and starting over so I can conquer them.
Chris Kringle, Freak 5 says.
Yeah, I guess. Spells his name like a freak, but whatever. just kidding. What was I saying? So it's more of the thing with the civilization and the conquering of the world and more of the rogue stormers. A lot of that, really. It's mindless fun.
Yeah.
Shoot stuff, you jump. Okay, I'll work on that. I'm good with that.
Sometimes you have to play games like that, right, Break?
I'm having a lot of fun with it. Let me see here. Oh, what about Chris Redfield from
ooh, there you go. From Resident Evil. Yeah, there you go.
I'll get him. He gets my face. Yeah, that's it.
Frank from Dead Rising or whatever the fuck that game is called. What's that game called? Like it's a zombie game. And it's like goofy, over the top in the mall.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. That's what I just said. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Griffin, Freak 5 says.
Yeah, that's the only ones I can come up with.
All right.
I guess there's so many actors with that name. Can I just do that? I mean,
Chris Evans. All right. Eric, what you been playing, man? He said that, Freak. How dare you?
Just Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay. Cool.
And I'd been playing something else. I wasn't actually done.
Oh, I'm sorry, Break. I thought you were done after that. What else have you been playing?
No. I actually have been playing, I wanted to play something with my brother, and we'd actually downloaded it a while ago. We just hadn't had time. We finally got some time to start playing it, and it feels like almost an improved version of the previous games in every way except for the story, which feels like the story is a complete drop-off. But gameplay-wise, Borderlands 3 is spectacular.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like they looked at all the small problems and minor shit that they had with the other games, and they got rid of all that stuff. They dealt with it.
I know Eric and I had a great time playing. Eric and I had a great time playing the first one, even though it was kind of glitchy and whatever. But they're fun. Just loot and shoot, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of that. But one of my biggest enjoyments of the first two games was and the pre-sequel was the story. Handsome Jack, he's a fucking asshole. He's a hilarious asshole, though. And you got guys like Scooter and or Skeeter. Is it Scooter or Skeeter? I can't remember his name. And General Knox, who just really doesn't even want to be there. It's just a lot of quirky humor. And this one, the humor has been a guy in his underwear wearing a cape. And mostly he's as annoying as he sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the gameplay's fucking solid, so definitely gonna keep playing and hope the story is better. But whatever. Now I'm done.
Okay, sorry, man. All right, and Eric was Tears of the Kingdom. We're gonna look at a little piece of Tears of the Kingdom later. It's not. I don't think it's spoilery. It's a fucking shrine. I mean, who cares? Let's see. Freak 5 says Chris D'Amico from Kick-Ass. Yeah, that's true. Frank is like the real-life version of Jerry from Rick and Morty. How dare you, Scotomy, you son of a bitch. All right. I've been playing... I beat another boss in Curse of the Moon, so that's good progress there. Breath of the Wild, on the other hand, I'm playing exactly opposite of what DSP is playing Tears of the Kingdom. I don't know how he played Breath of the Wild because I didn't look. But I'm taking my time. Like Brake was. Like, Brake would just, like, go and do stuff and look for shrines and...
I haven't even really hit the main quest. I just did one dungeon. I got to the second dungeon, but I've, like, gone and done other things anyways instead of actually doing the dungeon.
Yeah.
So Tears of the Kingdom has actual dungeons in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Breath of the Wild really didn't have dungeons.
I mean, but, like, they're all basically the same dungeon, just different. In the way that you approach how you solve them.
And they all take about 5 minutes.
And they have the same mechanic, too. Just alter the position of the giant animal thing you're inside.
Oh, right. I forgot about those. You're right.
And the map system was confusing as hell.
Right, it was. Oh, my God. Especially in the... Was the flying one? Which one turned? The inside of a turn. That one was really confusing.
The elephant, maybe?
The elephant, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. But I'm taking my time. I'm going through all these little towns and picking up side quests. Like, one of the side quests was, Eric Cartman. That's a good one, Freak Five. one of the quests was gathering 10 of these fucking restless crickets. And ask me if it's easy to find these fucking restless crickets, because it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Here's what you want to do. You want to find some high grass.
Restless crickets are pretty much everywhere.
Wait a minute. What do you do, Brake?
Go to some place that has long grass. Do a spin attack. You'll usually find a cricket.
Also, there's a quest you can do that lets you get sensor plus, and then lets you upgrade its capability to not just detect shrines, but also like things.
Yeah, I got that.
He's pretty far from getting that.
I got that sensor plus thing, and I tried.
So look, you scan for the crickets.
Let me tell you why this was problematic. All right, it's really hard to get a picture of a restless cricket. Right, for one,
they're so small.
Yeah, they're so small, and it's really tough. But I'm going to tell you guys a funny ass story. Okay, so I'm sitting around.
Point then, because they respawn pretty easily.
Hold on. So I'm going around looking for these fucking crickets in the forest and wherever the fuck around the village that I can go to find these crickets, right?
You want to go to, like, grassy areas, areas with high grass.
Okay, cool. Great. Thanks for telling me now that I already did that mission, you son of a bitch.
Oh, never mind.
But check this out. So I spend literally an hour looking, and I got, like, three. Right? So three restless crickets, and they're not easy to catch either. You gotta crouch and hope that they turn, and I don't know, it just was really difficult for me to do what I did.
Or you could put on the stealth gear, they won't even notice you.
Yeah, I don't have enough money to buy all that stealth gear, but...
See, that's a lot of your problem. Like, for me, I'm either wearing, for Breath of the Wild, I was mostly wearing the stealth gear or the climbing gear.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to buy the stealth set. There are other pieces of armor that give you the stealth bonuses.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know where any of that stuff
if
is.
If you don't have that, you can make stealth potions.
I have a couple of stealth potions. But the thing is, literally finding these things was hard enough as it is for me. But anyways, long story short, I get three, right? Which took me about 45 minutes, maybe an hour to get three. And I'm like, okay, what I can do is I can take one of these fucking things, let it go, and then quickly take a picture of it, right? So, stupid me, I let it go in front of a mountain, right? So, I don't know what I was thinking. Normally, these things run away from you, right? So, I should have just figured, like, as soon as I let this thing go, it's going to fucking take off, right? Well, that's
right.
That's exactly what happened. I let it go, and it went right into the mountain. And I'm like...
Catch one and let it go.
I'm like, I looked at it and I was like,
I don't think it does that in Tears of the Kingdom. I think if you get something, it just sits there.
Well,
when you drop it.
Not in this one. Not in Breath of the Wild. In Breath of the Wild,
it was live in your pack. Like, hey,
yeah.
What's my pack moving?
And I so by the time I let it out, I didn't even get a chance to pull up my camera, and the thing was already flying into the mountain, never to be seen again. So yeah, that's how I did that. Now, also, do you have to catch those things dead?
No.
Okay. Shit.
The only way to catch them is alive.
Yeah. When you catch them, they like burst.
Okay. All right. Got you.
Yeah, I think they'll turn into like chestnuts or something like that.
Or like if you kill a squirrel, like fire, they just flame up and turn to nothing.
Okay, yeah, like if you kill a squirrel, like they turn into like a nut or something. Like
yeah. Like I noticed that. Like if you kill something bigger, it gives you like two things of meat. If you kill something smaller, it gives you one. Whatever, you know. Some of the birds, like the red birds, give you two drumsticks instead of one. And shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Skodoma says, you hear how Frank exaggerated the word potion? How dare you, Skodoma, you son of a bitch. So yeah, that's what I...
Frank's trying to avoid talking about his alchemic past.
Shut up, son of a bitch.
He almost had the secret of gold.
How dare you? How dare you? Alright, so that's what I've been playing, Breath of the Wild. It's like Breakman said, it's going to take me forever. I don't care. It's a great game so far, and I'm digging every second of it. But I am saying I'm having a tough time where I'm at, so at least I know that, like with the monsters and stuff, like, you should probably level up before you go further. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm not dumb like this.
You
don't
really level up. You just make armor that makes you
well,
tougher.
Armor, or you get more hearts, or you get more stamina, or whatever.
Or drink an elixir that like lowers resistance to flame attacks.
Yeah.
That's what you need, potions and foods, like to give you buffs and defense.
The most annoying thing about Tears of the Kingdom's, like, buff system is that they didn't improve it at all from the first game, so you could only hold one buff
one at a time.
Yeah.
They should have at least let you have like one buff for like augmenting a physical or defense like attack.
Yeah,
like physical attack, defense, one of those, and then like another for like stealth or something.
Yeah, that's one thing that I was going to criticize about the game, but it's a very minor point. So I mean, there's one,
and they could potentially fix this with a patch if they get enough feedback. So. People complain to Nintendo some more, please.
Well, it ain't going to happen for Breath of the Wild now, but
but for Tears of the Kingdom, it can
Tears change. Of the Kingdom maybe. But like the one little minor nitpick is like what you guys are saying. I've just been throwing a bunch of shit in a bowl and hoping for the best, and I'll get some buffs and I'll kind of remember those recipes. But if you put two things, they just counteract, and you just get regular whatever, you know, 5-star, 3-star, whatever. How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. Exiled. Man, you guys are really competing for the Exiled title today.
Yeah, right. That's why he said exaggerated potions, because he's still trusty that he wasn't able to make an attorney.
Exiled, Eric, you son of a bitch. Let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
I actually have a couple.
All right.
First, last week Eric talked about Andor, so... you know, I realized I hadn't watched it yet, so I turned on Disney, and I was gonna get in the world of Star Wars again. And it's been a while watching it because I'm behind on stuff, and I don't remember. Like, oh shit, I'm behind on stuff.
That reminds me, I still haven't watched Visions.
Yeah, I haven't watched that either.
Or Visions.
I haven't watched the second season of The Bad Batch yet. Mm. It's better than the first season, pretty much in every way. It's a better storytelling, better, like, they don't have to really establish the story as much as they did before the characters. They could just tell the story that they want to tell. The animation is, it's just like a slight improvement, but you can tell.
Huh.
You know, just a little bit noticeable, like, just a little bit better. And I just really loved this season. It was fantastic to watch. I give it a 9.
Ooh, okay. That was for Bad Batch Season 2?
For Bad Batch Season 2, I give it a 9. I think I gave it an 8 to the first season. It's a 9 for the second. Dee Bradley Baker is the best voice actor that's ever lived.
Interesting. Okay, that might be controversial, but okay.
But he's got an impossible task of making each clone sound the same but different, you know? Mm-hmm. They have to have their own different personalities and stuff like that. And there's a point in this show when a character shows up and he says a line before they introduce him, and I'm like, I know the character.
Huh.
It's like, that's Cody. And he's like, hi, Captain Cody. I'm like, knew it. Hmm. Just from the way he talked.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm like, he's damn good. So anyway.
Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch.
That was fantastic. So the other thing is, Disney has announced that, like, HBO and everybody else, they're just going to start getting rid of stuff. And one of the things they announced they're getting rid of is Willow.
Yeah, I need to start watching that soon, because otherwise it's going to be gone.
it's probably gone by now. I thought today was the day.
Mm. Oh, shit. That sucks. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Well, you can always hit it up torrent.
Yeah, maybe. So I obviously I binged it. Because I love the original Willow movie. It's fantastic. It was a great buddy comedy. Set up with Val Kilmer and Warwick Davis. Like, they played off each other so well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a great movie. And that is missed sorely from this show.
Yeah, it's sad that Val Kilmer had the cancer and couldn't really, really do it. I know he made a cameo in...
We couldn't find any replacement-like character for him.
It'd be really tough. It's kind of hinted like this was supposed to be, like, one of three seasons, maybe. Like, at the end of the show, or end of this season... You see him putting, or you see somebody putting a book back on the shelf. As this is volume one, and he's got
kind of weird that like they cancel a series, but then they purge the content they already created because you could still watch the Cowboy Bebop show that's on Netflix, even though it's canceled.
Yeah, it's weird, but I'm pretty sure when they're just like they're getting rid of the chance for this to grow and gain an audience, which is sad. Because I mean,
I think
maybe if they had advertised it, people would have watched it.
Well, I don't think so. I think that I mean, Willow should have had a sequel ages ago.
Think it was that big of a hit when it came out.
No, but see, here's the thing, Breakman. Like normally, like 9 times out of 10, and I kid you not, it's almost about 90%. That the sequel is going to do better than the first movie. So, but it's always a calculated risk for these people, right? That have the big money and all this type stuff. I thought Val Kilmer was pretty good as Batman 2 Scum. The script was really, really terrible.
I hated Batman Forever, and it wasn't Val Kilmer's fault.
It was not Val Kilmer's fault at all. He didn't have anything to work with. Can you imagine Val Kilmer in the first two Batman movies? How awesome that would have been. I think that would have been great. Like, I know Michael Keaton was great too, but Val Kilmer would have been a fucking
wicked.
It
seems like they were
going
to make him a bigger part of the next like volumes too. Like they're probably going to bring him in at some point.
Yeah,
but like you said, like he's dealing with the cancer and stuff, so he probably wouldn't have done like the doing any action scenes or stuff like that.
Well, he was in, I don't know, have you seen Maverick yet, Breakman? Maverick is a good movie. You should probably watch it. It's better than Top Gun because it's a little more mature. I think that's what Top Gun suffered from. It just was like a horny teenager version of an adult movie, I guess. You know, not like porn movie, but like a grown-up movie, you know. But
20-something-year-old version of Tom Cruise.
No, but it's I thought Maverick was great, even though it was highly convoluted. Like there's like a scene where Tom Cruise. You don't mind if I spoil at all?
Yeah,
do you?
That's fine.
All right, Tom Cruise is like lands perfectly into this airstrip or whatever, and then he happens to find another jet fighter that he can fly out. Like it just it's like whatever. But
they didn't need to do this for some reason.
No, it's a good movie though. It's actually it mirrors the first movie in a lot of ways, but it just makes it better. I can't explain it. Break it. You would like it. I know you would. But it's just. Like Val Kilmer is in Maverick for a short period, and
they make his actual real world cancer a part of the plot here.
Yeah, sort of, but he did a pretty good job, and they did like voice stuff, like like AI voice stuff that made it. I mean, it was really well done, I thought, and good, and also some CG, and it didn't look too terrible. So I thought they did a good job for what they had, and they could do something like that, or even like what Eric said, like find another actor to kind of fill the void. I mean, they kind of did it with that Han Solo guy in that one Solo film. That guy I thought was pretty good. I thought he was a pretty good stand-in.
I did too, but most people disagree with us.
No, I know, but I thought he did well. They could do the same for Val Kilmer. There's somebody else out there that could. They could do a good enough Val Kilmer impression that it could be
or
done.
Or just another character that has that kind of personality.
Yeah, or just do something like that, which I think would be fine too. But whatever. So
well, they do have another actor come in as kind of like a replacement for him later in the season, Christian Slater.
Okay, I can see that. That makes sense. Now, are they doing a season two or what?
No, they canceled it.
They just canceled.
The show was canceled like 2 weeks after it came out. Now they're just taking it off the air completely.
Well, I heard that Amazon might be picking it up. So, and there's rumors that it's not, you know. Yeah, Scummer says, trust me, he's doing no justice to describe. I don't want to spoil anything, Scotoma. It's new enough that I don't like to spoil it, but it's good. It's a good movie. I just, that one part, I was just like, that, yeah, the chances of that happening are pretty, you know, slim to, like, not happening at all, but you have to remember, it's just a movie.
In the first movie, like, they flew, upside down over another plane and took pictures?
Yeah.
Of the other pilot? Yeah, like, they weren't being realistic to begin with.
So. Right. Which, I guess, I mean, if you look at it through that lens, it's sort of in that vein. But, okay. So,
Like, I didn't really talk about the story of the Bad Batch, but I guess I should probably talk a little about this one, because it is based on a movie that we've all seen at this point. I mean, who hasn't seen Willow? So this is based in, I guess, 17, 18 years later or something from the movie. Now, remember that, if you remember the original, Willow was trying to protect the baby named Laura Dannon, who's going to grow up and be the great empress that's going to protect them from a great evil.
Yes.
Well, this is now the story of Laura Dannon. You know, now she's an adult, and she's beginning her quest to become the empress, and, you know, Willow's obviously with her. And
right.
Warwick Davis is still fantastic as Willow. He's the best part of the show. Really, he's the best.
I get the sense that he's the only thing going for this show, man.
I mean, there are other good aspects. Like, I like the one big guy fighter, and like, I don't hate the cast. It's just, it's nothing.
You don't do enough with them.
It felt like cookie cutter. Like, the characters felt like they were just kind of like, here's the archetype. Like, you know, here's the female warrior. Here's the female warrior type. Here's
the token black guy or racial stand-in character.
Yeah, kind of, not that, but kind of like that. I mean, they were trying to be racially diverse, but and being diverse, I think they made their characters kind of wooden.
I
think when people go for diversity, they somehow, a lot of time, decide
to dive into tropes that are stereotypes.
Although, like, they don't flesh their characters out to make them better.
Although, I will say, they did a pretty good job in Dungeons & Dragons of casting pretty fucking well.
Yeah.
I mean, with that type of stuff. So,
I mean, I like the cast, just, I wasn't as thrilled with this as I was with, you know, obviously the Willow itself.
Right.
And it seems like they're trying to cater to a lot younger audience, which I can understand. This is Disney Channel. But yeah, just the lack of Val Kilmer, and just, I don't know. The characters they seem like I've seen these characters before.
You are describing a very average show.
Yeah, it's like a 5 or 5.5 for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
which, like I said, I want to see a sequel, because if they brought Val Kilmer in there for any capacity, which he might have done voiceover in this, because there's a lot of like talking from his character,
mm-hmm.
speech from his character at one point. So I don't know if that was him or a voice actor. I didn't check. So Val might have been involved in this, but it was definitely hinted that he would be a bigger part of what's going on in the future.
I know Warwick Davis pined for years to do a sequel to Willow, and if it was up to Warwick Davis, it would have happened years and years ago, and it would have been a movie. So, you know, it's pretty sad that things happen the way they are. It's like when figurehead movie studios, you know, figureheads from the movie studios get involved, things go to shit, man. It just...
Let me kind of explain it. Like, there's two characters, the two girls, they're in love with each other, and, you know, it starts out like they're training together and type stuff, and you can see they're close, and then there's a kiss, and then they go for like 5 episodes of will they, won't they, you know. And then so right when they're about to make up and kiss, something happens to get in the way.
So they made it a teen angst type thing.
Yeah, teenage angsty type thing. Like, yeah. And it's like I said, you've seen these characters before. You've seen this kind of thing happen before. It's like there's no originality to it, it didn't feel like, really. Mm.
And that's a shame, because Willow was a totally original movie when it came out. Yeah. Like, total fantasy, you know, just awesome movie, but... All right, so five and a half seems fair. Anything else, Breakman?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I don't want to hate it. I mean, like
right. You don't want to shit on it because you still. Well, I did read that there's
Disney's already shit all over it. So
well, they shit on it, but I was reading
talking about the Dark Crystal show that also got canceled, but yeah. Still on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys watching me.
Netflix, at least, they're like, well, we're going to try and make our money back, you know, maybe somebody will view it in the future or something. We're just not going to spend any more money on it. But Disney's like, well, we're not going to spend any more money on this, and we're going to make sure you can't either.
Netflix is funny.
They looked at what Zaslav was doing at WB, and they're like, or in HBO Max, and like, we can save money.
You know, it's funny because Netflix spends swaths of money at a time on absolute trash. Yeah. And then they get something good like Dark Crystal.
I'm very curious about how the live action one.
Eric, hang on. they spend some money on something like Dark Crystal, and they get done with it after like one season. You know, it's so stupid. I hate that. Yeah. I mean, I think you should at least give every show at least 3 seasons just to see where it goes. You know,
streaming shows, because these are. This isn't like cable. This is a new way of doing things, and I don't think these streaming services are utilizing
that. I agree.
It's also
more
egregious in Disney's case, because this is a show that was airing episodes weekly, unlike Netflix's dump approach in the West.
Yeah, I think people are finding out more and more that the binge model is kind of a failure.
I don't mind binging itself after the show is completed, but I don't want shows to be delivered in that manner.
Well, there was a simple reason that somebody pointed out that the binge model could never like sustain longevity, and it's because of the word of mouth factor. The way that they did Stranger Things is perfect because it was weekly, right? So you'd have people talking about Stranger Things for like a month and a half. Like you
season
know,
just, 5's in limbo until the writer strike's resolved.
Yeah, I mean, almost everything is right now. But that'll give me a chance to catch up on a lot of
stuff. Yeah, I haven't watched seasons 2 through 4 yet.
Oh, you should. They're all really fantastic. The last season was really, really good. I don't mind binging either, Breakman, but I just think that for the longevity of the show itself, to keep it relevant, like, releasing weekly is kind of like that's what made 24 so exciting, if you remember. Like, they would release one a week, right? And then they did it.
Yeah, but that was just the old way of doing things. Like, a show now, like, if somebody comes, what's the difference of somebody wanting to view a show now and say somebody joins a year later and is able to go and see it?
No,
I mean, they're going to binge it anyway.
Because of what I just told you, Breakman. Like if you draw out the show, then more people have a chance to talk about it. It gives that series a chance to succeed. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the most
with Willow.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
I said, they didn't advertise the show at all.
They didn't advertise for one, and then the other thing is there was too much time between Willow the movie and Willow the TV series. You see what I'm saying? Like, people have already, other than us old fogies, who knows about fucking Willow? You know, it's like, they should have packaged it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the new Gremlins cartoon on Max is, how it's going to pan out.
The way that they should have done Willow was have Willow the movie. I don't even think Willow the movie's on Disney+.
No, it isn't.
So they should have got the rights to that, whatever it costs. It couldn't have been pennies on the dollar to them, and then like had a screening of that, had that for a month, and then people might have been reignited and said, wow, this is fucking awesome, and I know that there's a series coming out, you know, and then it would have built up some hype.
Is Willow streaming anywhere though?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. It's not on
let me see if it's still on Disney. I'm gonna bring up my app while we're talking here.
All right.
But like, I wanted to see where it was gonna go. I was looking for. I would look forward to another season of it. Like, I didn't hate it. I gave it a 5.5.
Right.
Well, if it's going to Amazon, like you said, then you can watch it there.
Uh, Freak 5 says, I have some shitty coworkers, and I'm thinking about starting to nominate them for Employee of the Quarter, but on the nomination form, put all the shitty things they do. That's actually a great idea, Freak 5, if you want to embarrass somebody. That's the way to do it. And get everybody else to do it, too. If like you have like a few people that know how shitty that person is, you know, and agree with you. Did you find out, Brake?
Yeah, it's still on there.
Okay, cool.
As of right now.
Yeah, I'm
it's check. 8 episodes, though, so I don't know how long if people can watch them all yet.
Why would they take it off? I don't understand. Just keep it on there. Like Eric said, they...
It costs money.
Oh, wait, no, this is the movie. I take it back. It is on here.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh.
Well, that's... never mind. Let me see if the series is still on here. The Will of the Movies here. My bad. It is on Disney. I didn't see it last time on
there. See, I didn't even know that it was on Disney. That's crazy. So, whatever.
I didn't see it last time I looked. I just... Only the series popped up.
Okay. All right.
Okay, the series is still on there.
Okay, cool. All right, Eric, quick review of Shazam Fury of the Gods, please.
Let's see. It is obviously a sequel to the previous film, and in fact, the plot centers around ramifications of what he did at the end of that film, where he broke the staff that bound the magic binding these daughters of Atlas, and they basically were let loose, and then now they want the power that was stolen from them back, and he has to deal with that. And it's about 2 hours long, so thankfully it doesn't doesn't go into the near 3 hour territory as some MCU movies do, but it gets to its point much quicker, so I think that's something it has over the original that makes it better. And the villains were a bit more solid, because the dude in the first movie was just some dude that gained some magic power and basically was just there, I felt like. But and it doesn't waste time, because he's already Captain Marvel. In fact, one of the bystanders in one of the scenes actually calls him that, because he technically still doesn't have a name in the universe yet. He's coming up with names and stuff like that. So they were referencing all the things that they used to call him, like Captain Thunder and Captain Marvel or Thunderstruck or whatever. And fucking Disney, he'd be allowed to be Captain Marvel if it weren't for fucking them.
Yeah.
But I liked it, and I think it's a slight improvement over the first film. And say, so I think I gave the first one like a 7.5. I give this an 8.
Okay, fair enough. I haven't seen Shazam yet. It's on Max now.
Yeah, right? The only reason it did bad in theaters is because I think people gave up on the DCU and just didn't want to go to the movie theaters to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what James Gunn does with the DCU. I think he's going to do a great job and make it better. He's a big fan of
it. It kind of sucks, though, because like, this movie's being stricken from record. So when they they could reuse the actor for future Shazam movies, though. But like, so what they're going to probably have to do is like do a soft reboot. Acknowledge that like him giving his adopted family powers, but not acknowledge any of the events of the previous films.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna do. They're reset. They're doing a soft reboot on Superman for sure, with Legacy, and James Gunn's overseeing that. I'm sure he's gonna take care of Shazam and
all the rest. He could probably do that with Blue Beetle too, it's set in a setting that doesn't have any of the DCU characters from the Snyderverse showing up, so they could just slot it in.
That movie looks good, Blue Beetle.
That's going to be a TV show. It's a movie.
No, it's a movie, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's a movie. Okay. All right, I got a quick review for a movie called Christmas Tornado. And it starts...
Sure wasn't Hurricane?
Sure wasn't Sharknado either. Killing the Colorado.
No, it's not. It was not a hurricane in Colorado.
Well,
No, but this movie. Now, let me tell you what I was expecting from this movie. I was expecting a movie so bad it was good, right? So this was my vision in my head. I was expecting a tornado with like Christmas lights on it, and you know, like pine trees floating around, and you know, just stupid shit like that. Maybe some tinsel, and you know, all that type of shit, right? So did I get any of that? No. What I got was a Casper Van Diem B movie, which he's been, you know, like straight to video movies, that was trying to take itself way too serious and like a dramatic piece more than anything. It was about a tornado that happened on Christmas, not like, you know, like a goofy. I mean, I would have really accepted a goofy movie like, you know, the tornado picks up trees and it has a bunch of pine trees and Christmas lights and, you know, like giant, like peppermint candies and shit like that. You know, that would have been funny to me. But I had none of that. And to make a long story short, I fell asleep about 3/4 of the way through, and I give it a 2 out of 10 from what I saw. So there you go. 2 out of 10 from that piece of shit. It was awful. So let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Obviously, I got multiple Stinkos. I'll just go ahead and go start with the first one. The Queen of Rock and Roll died.
Yes, Tina Turner.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, she was 83, and she had a lot of health issues, and
yeah,
she was living in Sweden, and passed away. Yes, that's definite stinko, man. What else you got for us, Break?
Okay, so the Queen's dead. What else do I have here written down? What happens when a cop goes into a home? Say, like, a young boy calls the police because, you know, he's afraid because his mom's being attacked and harassed by something, and the cop comes in and shoots the kid. What do you think happens to the cop, Frank?
Was he given a promotion?
No. Darn not a promotion. He's given a paid vacation.
Yeah. Paid vacation. Okay, so paid vacation.
If a cop kills somebody, they get a paid vacation.
Yes, they always do. Yeah.
Or in this case, he didn't kill the kid, thank God. But still, a paid vacation for coming into the home and shooting the kid who called for help.
Yeah. Great. Good job, cop. I mean, that's the normal occurrence in today's America. So there you go.
Just I'm like, what other job do you kill somebody and get? I mean, get paid to go on vacation? They're like, well, we got to what do they call that again?
Paid suspend with pay, administrative leave with pay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not, you're not being suspended, you're just being investigated, and we know how the police investigate their own shootings. Yeah, like we've seen the reports, and then the video came out. Like, I know there's some people saying like how they hate the video and stuff like that. Well, if it wasn't for the video, there'd be so many times cops would have gotten away with a lot more
crime. Yeah, I agree. That's the reason why I have another channel and try to keep them accountable here in Aurora, which is probably the first or second worst police force in the United States and in Denver.
We need a spotlight on all police activity all the time.
100%. That camera should be on by the time they put it on their chest, the body-worn camera, to the time they clock out. And the only time it should be off is for bathroom breaks, period. That's it. And they see you going into the stall and coming out of the stall. And that's it, you know? So, yeah, I agree.
Because we know the police, we know the narrative, they would report like there was a police involved shooting, and that'd be like the whole narrative. And you know, they'd report that to the newspaper, and the media would say there was a police involved shooting. Well, what happened? Police involved shooting. The kid probably had a gun.
I'm working on that here in Aurora.
Or the kid was he used marijuana once in his lifetime. Look, we've got proof.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I mean, it's so dumb. All right, what else you got, Blake?
Immediately they attack the victim. And
you know, always victim shaming, always. What else you got, Blake?
And the weird war on Target now, like, the freedom of religion people are pissed off that somebody was apparently a Satan worshiper who has made clothes for them, trans clothes, and they're all losing their minds.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, they were my stinko too, but you...
I mean, that's called hypocrisy if you're mad about a religion promoting their brand and stuff. Because how many other brands are on there are made by, like, Christian companies and Catholics?
It's so stupid. Yeah. Like, okay, we have freedom of expression in this country as well, right? Mm-hmm. So if I go to a Hot Topic and I pick up... like a horror movie shirt that happens to have some demonic monikerism on it or imagery. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody complains about that shit, right? But the minute a rainbow is put on a shirt, people are losing their fucking minds. It's like...
If you don't like it, don't buy it. Like, I go in the store, like, there's kids' clothes all over the place. I don't have any children. I got no reason to buy
anything
like that.
You just ignore it and you move on, right?
I'd be offended because I don't have kids that they're selling children's clothes.
I know. See, that's the thing. I don't understand why people are so up in arms. Like looking at a rainbow shirt is going to turn you gay or something. It's so dumb. Going around looking at people in different shirts, like, I'll wear a fucking rainbow shirt all fucking day long, and I don't care. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people, you know, if their perception of me. What should it matter? Like, I don't happen to have any rainbow shirt, but what if I did? Like, would people think less of me? Why would they think less of me, right?
I'm thinking with Target is not only did they capitulate to bigotry by removing their merch from the store, based on their complaints and the harassment that the employees were getting, but you can't make a message saying that you're protecting the employees by removing the thing that would be in solidarity with them if you aren't actually going to put policy measures in place to protect your employees by
it's funny
security
because,
or whatever.
It's funny because you don't see like it's weird that I'm even saying this, but you don't see people that are into Satanism going to Walmart and saying, hey, I'm offended by the Bibles that you guys put in here. You guys should get rid of them. You know,
how many stores sell nativity scenes at Christmas time?
Right, and nobody gives a shit. You either buy it or you don't. I agree with you, Drake.
Like, I mean, there's so many other religions, not just like Christians, not just nativity buyers.
Yeah, you don't see Muslims bitching at all these stores because they're selling fucking nativity scenes
or Mooprock or whatever that's.
Yeah, or oh man, it bothers me to no fucking end.
Completely, but you know what I'm thinking about, right? The other holiday that Muslims have that.
Indoctrinating kids, Skodema, really? You think because I put a shirt on my kid that they're gonna turn gay?
Are you certain that by like maintaining the status quo of, you know, straight supremacy that they aren't indoctrinating kids in that sense either?
Oh my god, man. Christmas offends me. I don't understand that.
Kids don't have minds.
Skodema, you think Target is indoctrinating people by having... Okay, so they're indoctrinating people... Walmart is indoctrinating people into Christianity because they sell Bibles there and uplifting Bible quotes in calendars. Man, we all...
What about all the guns that are sold at Walmart?
Everybody,
are they indoctrinating people too?
Everybody should just boycott Walmart... because they're indoctrinating everybody into Christianity.
It's a store that sells stuff. That's the whole point of being a store.
That is like the weakest argument I've ever heard, Skodema. I don't understand you, dude. That has actually happened. There's a video of an LGBT person freaking out over... Oh, get out of here, Skodema. Come on, man. Come on, dude.
Are you sure they weren't a bad actor?
Let me tell you.
One person freaking out about a Christmas tree is not like an entire...
They could have been people that are paid actors. Like... Christians complain about paid actors all the time. Christians and conservatives complain about paid
all
actors
we are
all
doing
time,
is not shopping.
But it's usually conservatives themselves doing the paid acting.
All we are doing is not shopping
in there. I'm not talking about people who are boycotting it. That's your right as an American to boycott something. I'm talking about, I've seen numerous videos of people going in the store harassing the employees, trashing the displays and stuff like that.
So Skodema, how do you feel about that? Should all non-Christians boycott Walmart because
the Bibles are not in people's faces, but they're everywhere. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
The Bibles are indoctrinating people in Walmart. And also the clothing, some of the clothing that's put up there is forcing people to be Christians. So I think we should all just boycott Walmart because of that, right? I'll go along with your with your theory, Scotoma, and I'll personally boycott Target if we all
Have Christian displays in front of the stores because they're already on top. They've already won. They're already Christian supremacists. It's everywhere.
No.
They've indoctrinated.
No, and that's not years. True. There are Christian displays right in front of the stores. You can buy Bibles right in front of the store, Scotoma.
And depends on what state you go to.
And depending on the time of the year, you can buy calendars and clothing and all kinds of stuff with Christian imagery on it. So I think we all should not shop at Walmart anymore. I think we should boycott Walmart.
I got a stinko for the governor of Minnesota, unfortunately.
Neither does Target, Scotoma. You can go into Target and you don't even have to look at that stuff. And you can go to the grocery section or you can go to any other part of the store and shop, dude. You're not going to turn gay by looking at these clothes.
Like, yeah, that's a dumb argument. Nothing is indoctrinating.
There's not.
If you think a shirt makes you gay, yeah, then you're...
I don't go to a Walmart and have people be like a door-to-door salesman saying, please buy my LGBT product.
Right.
They're just there for you to purchase if you want.
Right. So we should Boy Scout...
If you don't like them, don't buy them. That's
not pushing anything on anybody.
Like, I have never seen them there.
That's what's ridiculous.
They're in every Walmart, Scotoma. There are Bibles in every Walmart, and there's Christian.
Frank, here's what you want to do: just go on Walmart's app and type in Jesus and see how many things pop up. I am looking at, let me see here, over 1,000. With Jesus in the title.
How much Muhammad paraphernalia is in Walmart?
Well, the answer is that's probably zero because one.
Next.
I don't think.
What about Buddha? Is there any Buddha?
Islam is,
so Jesus is winning.
It's been corrupted by capitalism the same way Christianity has.
Buddha.
That's but not I, true, Scott. I mean, you can go to any Walmart, you can find all kinds of shit, man.
Buddha?
Yes, is that Buddha. I want to know.
Okay, 52.
52, okay. Wow. What about Vishnu?
How do you spell that?
V-I-C... Oh, no, I'm sorry. V-I-S-H-N-A. Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Vishnu. That, I mean U at the end instead of an A.
N-U, not N-A?
Yeah, N-U.
Okay. Whoa, there's over 1,000.
Wow. So Walmart's into Vishnu. That's kind of cool. Okay.
There are a ton of statues, yeah.
Well, I don't want to go to Walmart anymore because they sell...
Oh, Joseph Smith.
they sell... I don't want to go to Walmart anymore, Breakman, because they sell Buddha stuff and they sell Vishnu stuff there. So... I think that's wrong. I'm gonna.
God, they have over 1,000.
I'm gonna be converted. Yes. I'm gonna be converted to being a Hindu.
Wait until the Christians and start Jesus getting more evangelical and start complaining that video games are in Walmart and the existence of video game offends them because they're satanic and they're not godly.
I know, man. I mean,
yeah. Let me see. L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, L. Ron Hubbard. There you go. Plenty of that.
175 items.
Well, yeah. I have another stinko that I forgot to put down.
Okay, quickly, Eric.
My other stinko is the fact that Minnesota governor has decided to veto the bill that would have let Uber drivers get more money for being paid. And this goes in the face of what they did earlier this year, which was actually stand in defense of the LGBT community by being a sanctuary state for those getting transition care. Mm. And it's just weird.
I don't know, man. I don't know how people...
Pick up those Uber drivers.
how people can view the world in that lens is just beyond me. Like, why don't you just treat people how they treat you? And not worry what anybody's displaying in their stores or what they're displaying on their body or you know, as long as they're not hurting you, then what, like, or other people. I mean, I just don't get it. So, okay, Breakman, did you have more? I'm sorry. No,
that's it. All right. We need to move on. It's almost 9. We've been on this for a while.
Nothing wrong. No, Scotoma, you're missing the point, dude. Like, you're trying to boycott to force Target not to sell stuff that you don't agree with.
To just not cater to other people.
Yeah, and that's a really wrong way of thinking, Skotoma, because there's a lot of great gay people in this world. There's a lot of great trans people in this world. There's a lot of great... I explained to you why that the Bud Light trans... I don't know her name anymore, Eric.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Who?
Dylan Mulvaney.
Skotoma said you have to go to specialty stores to find Christian items. I just showed him a link of Walmart's... clothing, just Jesus clothing, and they have 450 mostly shirts.
Like I said, your mileage may vary on where, what state you're in, what corner of the state you're in, and the kinds of people that live there.
Yeah, I agree.
You could still find Bibles at Walmart. I've seen them.
Okay, let's continue.
And they always have Easter stuff.
We can't dwell on all this negativity. So let's just move on. Real quickly, mine was, I put anesthesia...
Crap, not only did they sell the Bible, they sell over 1,000 versions of it.
Oh, because which version is the right one, is what I'm wondering.
Might as well sell them all.
Is it, it's definitely, I mean, according to modern Christians, it's definitely not the Old Testament. It's definitely got to be the New Testament, right? But which version is it? Is the King James? Is it?
I see a King James version. I see the other NIV.
The New American Bible.
Yeah. Is it the Lutheran version? Is
it KJV Study Bible?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. Like, which one do you pick? Okay.
Eric, I want to know, Breakman. Look, type in Skeptics Annotated Bible and see if Walmart sells it.
I guarantee they do not. Skeptics annotated. Okay, mine real quick. I put Anesthesia Pulling Teeth, which is a reference to a Metallica song, because I had a fucking molar pulled that's been bothering me for about 10 years.
They saw it.
Oh wow, that's surprising. That's
probably
really surprising.
Only online though. You probably won't be able to find it in a store.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't find all those products in store, but the point is the same. Like, if it's front and center, like, what difference does it make?
But they've also got books. Why Christians should, or why?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, Breakman? They have the audacity in the front of my Walmart to have women's clothes prominently on display there. I'm thinking I'm going to be cross-dressing real soon. You see what I'm saying? It makes zero sense, right? I'm definitely not going to be, you know, cross-dressing.
Yeah, as a little boy, I didn't go into a store and see girls' clothing and want to put that on. But there's girls' clothing everywhere, you know?
Right, and it's prominent.
Frank, did you go into a store as a little boy and want to put on girls' clothes?
Never, not once. And maybe I did.
That's always been there.
And maybe I did, but I still turned out to be a heterosexual male. I mean, you know, it's like it doesn't... your clothing doesn't... define you, man. It's so weird, people's thinking. Okay, Anesthesia Pulling Teeth. So I had a molar pulled out that's been bothering me for 10 years. And it's because they fucked up a crown 10 years ago. And it came out about a month later. So for 10 years, I've been putting super glue on it. And finally, it just decayed to the point where I had to get it pulled. So that's my stink on it. It still hurts. I was unsure if I was going to do the show today, but... you know, of course I'm going to do the show. And it was hailing earlier, so I had to scramble outside and put all kinds of cover on my plants and get soaking wet, which was awesome. All right, let's move on to happier things.
Sweet of the week!
All right, I didn't see anything for you, Eric, so Breakman. What did, how dare you, Freak Five? Breakman, you're Sweeto of the Week.
It's a Memorial Day weekend, so there's people like me who get a 3-day weekend, which is always awesome. We get it at the expense of the people who have to work all weekend.
You know what kills me?
Also, for anybody complaining about indoctrination, you don't think having to do the pledges to the allegiance to the flag at your school was an indoctrination? Because it certainly was.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. It's hypocritical in a lot of ways.
If kids went into school and they did like a pledge of allegiance to gay pride, then you could say, yeah, they're being indoctrinated.
But right. Tired of it being pushed in our faces and being told we must be we must participate. You don't have to participate in anything, Skodoma. That's what.
Yeah.
That's what makes this. You don't check this out, Skodoma. Skodoma.
Do you want to be part of a world where you can get along?
Eric.
Do you want to be a part of the world that wants to be?
Eric.
On the the losing end of history, where things don't change.
Eric, hold on. Hold on, Eric. Skodoma.
I was in the middle of something.
Yeah, you interrupted me, Eric. You interrupted me. So let me finish and then you can finish, okay? So, Skodoma, let me just point this out to you. You don't have to participate, right? You are a free American. We agree on that, right? You do not have to participate. So, in other words, if you see two gay people kissing, you do not have to turn to the next male and start kissing him and become gay. I'm just saying. You don't. Anytime you see somebody with a pride shirt or pink clothes or a pink shirt or a pink hat or a pride a rainbow. If you see a rainbow, an actual rainbow, Skodoma, you do not have to become gay. Okay, I'm trying to assuage your fears, dude. You do not have to do any of that. But gay people have been around since the dawn of man, Skodoma, and they're going to be here forever going forward. So I think what Eric was trying to say is let's be a part of a world that's more accepting. That doesn't mean that you have to be gay. It doesn't mean that you have to be transgender or LGBT plus, whatever. None of it. None of it.
I remember him saying he has gay friends. Well, how can you call yourself their friend when you won't stand behind them, learn about everything who they are, accept everything that they are, and fight for their rights that are being stripped away from them? And you clearly are full of shit, and I don't want you telling me you're...
What does coming out have to do with anything? If you're...
You telling me that you also don't have a problem with them when you very clearly do.
Well, Skodoma, in that case, then teachers should never say who they're married to, or never say that they have a partner, never say that they have a husband or a wife, or a family, or any of that, because then somebody would get offended.
You're buying all the right-wing bullshit that they're feeding you.
All right.
Part of the argument you're not thinking for yourself. You're saying that heterosexuality isn't a
sexuality. I'm challenging you, Skodoma, to actually think for yourself and learn for yourself, instead of coming up with half-assed conclusions concocted by people who have a vested interest in killing off these people.
I have never once been into, and I'm straight, right? I've never once been into a Target or Walmart or anywhere and thought I was being indoctrinated into something. It is absolutely ludicrous to think like that. it's absolutely ludicrous. I just pointed out that every time I go into a Walmart, I definitely see Christian imagery. I've never once thought that Walmart is trying to indoctrinate me into something. It's weird. And then Target does something one time, and the whole world fucking blows a lid. It's like, really? You guys are that much of a snowflake that you can't look at a fucking rainbow shirt or a shirt with positive messages on it or I mean, really? I mean, you guys, you can't.
People who think that clothes indoctrinate people, it makes me think that maybe they're questioning. They've gone through like a period where they question their own selves, and now they're putting that on everybody else.
They shouldn't be sharing their personal life with 9-year-olds. Well, maybe not, Skodoma. So let's not. Let's just agree that teachers shouldn't be telling kids anything about their personal lives, including if they're heterosexual as well. I mean, let's just come to that agreement. Like, let's just treat everything the same then. That would be fine.
I limit it to, like, if a kid is asking where they got this thing, and then they could describe how they got it.
No teacher should have a picture of their spouse on their desk.
Yeah, no, man. It's so weird. People hate people just because they like the same sex. It's so weird. Looking at for affirmation, really? Because, so in normal conversation, teachers don't say, "Oh, well, my husband took me to the mountains over the weekend. What did you guys do?" You know, to kids, Skodoma. Yes, I'm saying to kids. A teacher's not allowed to say, "Hey, me and my husband or me and my wife went to the mountains this weekend. What did you guys do as a family? Did you guys do anything? Did you play video games? Did you do any of that?" I mean, come on, Scotoma. You're not...
Scotoma, I could turn that argument around. It's like, this is what Christians do all the time. They demand their affirmation by also commanding their domination over everything.
It's so weird. Okay, Breakman...
And people like you take it for granted because you don't realize how duped you've been.
Eric, hang on. Break, do you have a sweeto?
Yeah, the weekend...
Oh, yeah, the weekend. Mine is the Nuggets have made the NBA Finals for the very first fucking time in their entire
existence. They had LeBron James saying that he's thinking...
Might retire. Like, I know.
Dude, like, that's one hell of a team right, that you got there.
They are... I hope they finish it off because they're a team for the ages if they do, Breakman, because they were a team that nobody... I mean, I think even the first... series, there was, it was like 50-50 against Minnesota, who, you know, from all the national media, who are you going to pick, you know, for this? Minnesota, Denver, Minnesota. It was like 50-50, and it was like, well, Denver's been playing great all year. They're the number one seed, and they're going up against the 7th seed, who just barely made it into the playoffs, and yet it's a 50-50 proposition? Nope, the Nuggets took care of them in 5, and then they went to the next series, and it was Phoenix Suns, right? And people were, it was like 75-25%. Phoenix is going to win, right? And then they quickly took care of them on their home court by like 25 points last game. And then they went into the next round, and it was the Los Angeles Lakers, right? And everybody was saying, oh, this Lakers year, they're going to beat the Nuggets, and then they're going to win the championship, and LeBron's going to have another championship, and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's not true, Scotoma. More religious authorities have molested children by far. The numbers bear it out. By far. And look at the Catholic Church for most of your answer there, and the like Christian pastors and stuff like that. Just look at that, and then get back with me. But the Nuggets, dude, the Phoenix Suns, or the Lakers were supposed to just walk all over the Nuggets, and then guess what happened? The Nuggets beat them 4 straight games. And it wasn't really close. The last game, I know they only won by 2, but, I mean, was it really that close? Nah, it wasn't that close. Nuggets won in 4 straight games, and they're on to the NBA Finals. They're going to win. They're going to win the whole thing. Can't wait. Nice. I think they are. And especially if it's Miami. They dominated Miami during the regular season, so no problems there, and I think they can beat Boston, too, so no worries there either. All right, that leads us to a quick free-for-all. It's a free-for-all! Little man! Yeah, it's a free-for-all! Wow! Suck it! Okay, and the subject of this is e-begging and DSP. But let me get to you guys. I want to show you guys. Let's get to it here.
That's a term I haven't heard before.
I have...
What's that?
E-begging is a term I have not heard in a hot minute.
Okay, it's a very prevalent term. But let's watch a DSP struggle in a dungeon in Tears of the Kingdom. There's no spoilers in this. It's just a mini dungeon. You know how they are, like the shrines a break. So I'm not spoiling. I mean, I watched it, and it's like it's not really spoiling anything. It's just showing you. You know, like a solution to one simple puzzle that anybody could get. Like, even I could get this one. But this guy, DSP, cannot even do this.
A square platform. This is all I have? A square platform? What the? There's no wheel.
So, let me set it up here. He's trying to put these two placards, these big, like, slabs of brick or whatever they are, stone, like tablets, onto a rail so he can ride it across a very small chasm. So here we go.
Wheels or anything, so how do I do this?
I can't see the video play because it's so slow.
Sorry.
Can I come up here?
You know what I'll do? I'll put this in chat so you guys can follow along.
I'll watch it myself.
No.
Just give me a link.
Hold on.
What am I supposed to do with 2 squares? And no wheels, and no rockets, and nothing.
Now,
what do I do?
What do I do? Okay, just watch this. So, do you...
What do I do?
Do you see the premise there? Like, you have to meld those together, but instead of, like, putting them on the rails first, you meld them together, you attach them together somewhere over, you know, in the vast... the vast floor that he has, so that they could be equal, and then you could just simply ride it straight across, no problem, right? But look how, right there, he's got, look at the 122 mark, if you guys are following along at home, the 122 mark, you can already tell that it's kind of leaning a little bit. Watch what happens here. Watch what happens here. Okay, so he puts it on the rails and then he attempts to jump and glide over to it instead of just getting on it and trying his attempt that way. Well, he flew in between the ledge and the platform that he just created.
Hmm. Smart guy.
Yeah. Dude, did you watch it?
I'm watching it now.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
What
so,
a genius.
Yeah.
What Albert Einstein this guy is.
Right. So here we go. Here's God another attempt. Here's another attempt.
It's worse when you know what you're doing, but it's the fucking...
Do you see how he takes it over instead of just attach it to itself first and then take it over? Make it easier? Watch.
The easy part that you fucked up. Like the puzzle's supposed to be the platform. The puzzle's not supposed to fucking be missing the jump. But that's what happens.
Okay, so the second attempt is even funnier.
The puzzle's not supposed to fucking be missing the jump. But that's what happens.
So that's his second attempt.
You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding
me! Here's four, attempt number four.
Really not getting it.
There we go. Who cares about the sliding bullshit?
So it gets even worse. I'll let you watch that video off of the air because we got to go here, guys. Stop. Who's got the video going? Eric, do you have the video going?
Yeah.
Hit pause on it. I'll let you guys watch it after because it gets even funnier later. And I put the link in chat. If you guys haven't checked it out. It's DSP Tries It Memology 101.
I mean, I did what he did, and I did not have that problem, but I also didn't have them at two different elevations. They were stuck close
together. Right, and then that's the way it should work, Eric. But because he kept doing it that way, he couldn't, it didn't click with him. And the next one is even more hilarious, man. It's even better. It's, I'm telling you. It's fucking gold. This happened today. This was today because I watched it live on someone else's stream, and it was awesome. So there you go. Yeah. See, you have no idea what's going on. Break. I don't either. So there you go. All right. Let's do our plugs, man. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm hungry. Break, man. Plug away. Well, that was a good little ditty. What do you call that one, Break?
I have no idea what's going on.
All right, plugs, Break.
You follow me at Break_Matt. Or no, wait a minute. At RPGrinders on Twitter, where somehow I have not got banned, even though I've said really worse.
Actually, Freak, so if you click on links for gay porn, the algorithm was just
gay porn to you. That's true, but there's like a certain threshold you need to meet before it will actually start doing that. And if you don't watch enough of it, you'll still won't get it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Every time I go to Pornhub, I always get stepsister videos fucking their stepbrother or whatever, because that's all I ever see on there.
Yeah, hey. Like, porn sites, all like incest porn is like the fake incest, thank God. Like, it's just they're acting, but still, yeah. Like, that seems to be like the number one fetish right now.
Yeah. All right, break one more time.
Well, I watch it anyways.
Hold on, Eric.
So I'm not fake into that kind of
Eric.
Fish
Eric, hang all. On. What was that Twitter address again, Break?
At RP Grinders on Twitter.
Okay, Eric. Plugs, Eric.
Oh yeah, plugs. You can find my written articles on BostonFastForGay.com, or you can go to the audio feed where I do my audio reviews for games there. Those are where most of the reviews come from. And if you want to support me after watching my work and decide you like it, and you can go to my Patreon and give me as little as $1 per month, or just a one time for whatever much you want. And then possibly mention me to other people that might be interested if you don't care. But that would help out a lot. And I don't count anything this week. I was going to do a Rise of One review, but I would I'd probably get it done this weekend because I decided I was going to watch Fury of the Gods today. And I took a nap beforehand. So,
all right. Any other plugs, Eric?
At Eric RPG is the Twitter account that I have linked to my Patreon profile.
All right, at Eric RPG on Twitter. Make sure you hit up his Patreon. He does really, really good, long, good reviews. So check it out. He puts reviews on the feed and on Boston Bastard Brigade. So he's just a all around a good reviewer. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on PlayStation, although I have been playing Breath of the Wild lately. So you can add me there too. What else? Do not watch Christmas Tornado. The movie sucks. It's terrible. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Matter of fact, I'm retroactively giving it a
download
one.
Download and play the female co-workers at my part-time job.
Yes, or watch those mangas or whatever they are, or whatever, you know. cool. All right. I think that's about it. What? Break.
Freaking chat.
I saw one video that was titled something like "Stepmom and Stepdad Have Sex with Stepdaughter," and I was thinking, one of those isn't her step parent,
or they're both their step parents because yeah. They're in a multi.
How about none of them are related at all? It's just all bullshit.
Yeah, it's all acting anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Saying like, right, it's acting. Yeah.
But yeah. One of those characters is probably one of their biological parents.
Right.
All right.
I mean, there are some cases where I have two stepmoms because my dad married two women or something.
Yeah. Okay. That's all we got for you guys.
Who aren't my biological mom, by the way. He just married two women after the previous marriage failed, I guess.
All right. That's all we got for this week.
He's a bigamist or something.
Eric, you're killing me, dude. You're killing me. All right. That's all we got for this week, guys. You guys have anything else, Eric?
Except that's not how the world works, Gotama. They're just doing it based on people searches.
They're not.
The algorithm says, hey, people like this stuff. We're going to just shove it in front of you because that's how algorithms work. I don't have any agenda or anything. Eric, okay.
Break, you have anything else?
No, I'm going to pop up Pornhub right now and see what pops up first.
Okay. All right.
I'm just curious.
Go right ahead. For you, I'm going to guess it's BBC with Tiny Teen or some shit. I don't know.
And I don't get his argument here. It's like, what's the problem with gay and LGBT stuff being accepted?
First thing that pops up is my art teacher loves to see how my classmate and I recover the subject.
Oh, man. Okay, on that note...
The best of Victoria Vox, and then here, like I said, incest stuff. Wife fucks brother-in-law and his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, that's all we got time for this week, our weekly look-in at Pornhub.
fucking the neighbor while my dad was away.
All right. Take care. I'll stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.